So, with 2 minutes 30 seconds left in the first, Marion County leads it 12-2. Marion County with 16 fouls, Brashear with 3. Timeout on the floor, called by Marion County. Got some new players on the floor for Marion County. Victoria Hales brings it up. Sends it to Johnson. Johnson left side back up top to Spratt. Back up to Shuck up top left side. Johnson. Johnson up top to Sharp. Sharp dribbles along the right side of the lane. Kicks it over the right side to Johnson, and she walks with it. Jessica Redd out of the game right at the moment. That will cause Sydney Slavin to come out. Salter comes across the lane. And she is fouled by Kim Shuck. Seven fouls on Marion County will send Salter to the line. Salter's first is good. Second one, shoots them both. 12-4, Marion County with the advantage. Johnson will bring the ball up. Ball comes to number 20, Hale. She spins around Salter. Didn't realize she was right at center court, so they call an over-back call on her. McKim will inbound it to Thomas. Thomas comes across the timeline. To Elsie, right wing. Elsie picks up the dribble. Gets it into McKim. McKim was trying to avoid the defender, and she walks with it. Hales will bring the ball up for Marion County. Hales, left side, Johnson. Johnson drives it in to the blocks. Thomas was going for the steal. Was kind of out of position, and when she tried to get back in position, she caused the foul. Send Marion County's Sharp to the line. First shot. Clanks off the front end of the iron. Second shot is good. Inbound comes to McKim. McKim back to Salter. Salter brings the ball back up. Elsie will square up for three. Shot a little bit to the left. Rebound. Brashear, shot no good. Rebound Marion County. Sharp with the ball, shot no good, ends up in the hands of Elsie. Elsie to Thomas. Thomas brings it up across the timeline. 59 seconds left in the third to Elsie, right side. Elsie gets it into McKim. McKim bounces it high, loses the handle on it, ends up in the hands of Sharp. Sharp to Hales. Hales to left side to Johnson. Johnson back up top to Hales. Hale sends it right side. Sends it back up top to Sharp. Around the horn over to Hales. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson falls down as she's going into the lane. They're calling a tripping foul. Foul is on Stephanie Elsie, her first. It will be Marion County's ball with 5 team fouls against the Tigers. 3-point shot from the outside is short. It bounces back to a Marion County player. Meredith Thomas goes for the steal. They're getting her with a foul. Second on her, 6 on Brashear. So everybody will be shooting fouls from now on. Inbound comes to Sharp on the right side. Back out up top. Back. Ball stolen away by Smith. Salter brings it up across the timeline with 9 seconds to go. Back out to Thomas. Over to Thomas. Elsie shoots. Oh, it's in and out. Rebound by Salter. Shot is good. Time expires at the end of one. Brashear on a bit of an up note. Trails, though, 13-6. All right, Thomas has the ball. Comes across the timeline on the left side. Back out to Elsie up top. Elsie dribbles along and dribbles it off of her foot. Never works very well. Marion County will bring it back. Sends it to Spratt, left side. Spratt up top to Red. Over the right side to Plunkett. Plunkett drives it in the lane, and she walked with it. Thomas will bring it up for the Tigers. Thomas picks up the ball and has no place to go with it. Ends up in the hands of Marion County. They know what to do with it. They take it down the other end and score. Thomas has it between the circles over to Elsie right side. Tries to get it up ahead to Salter. Ball is off mark. Goes out of bounds. Plunkett will bring it up from Marion County. Tries to get it over to the other side. Ends up in the hands of Smith. She hands it off to Salter. Salter brings it across the timeline. Over to Thompson. They're going to get a foul there on Spratt for reaching. Now they're going to call it on Brashear. Brashear is on 13, which is Shelby Salter. Must have been away from the ball. Plunkett has it, sends it over to the right side to Johnson. Johnson shot up off the glass. Is no good. Gets her own rebound. Shot is good, and she's fouled. Foul is going to be on 33, which is Olivia Thompson. First shot's, well, I guess the only shot is good. Akim shoots from the corner, comes up short. Jessica Red with the rebound, and she's headed the other way in a hurry. Get it up ahead to Rochelle Sharp, and she's fouled. Sharp to the line. Shot's up. No good. Second shot, it's on its way, and it's no good either. She stepped over the line, so it'll be Tigers' ball. Inbound to Smith. Back to Salter. Salter will bring the ball up for the Tigers. To Elsie. Elsie right wing. Elsie picks up the dribble at the free throw line. Tries to get it up ahead. Ball is intercepted by Marion County with a 2-on-1. Shot's no good, but Salter commits the foul. That will send Randy Lee Plunkett to the line. First shot's good. Second shot, is also good. Thomas checks back in for Creason. Elsie will bring the ball up for the Tigers. Elsie between the circles. Bounce pass over to Salter. They're going to get Rochelle Sharp for a reaching foul. We'll send Salter to the line. All right, Salter's first shot. No good. She gets her own. She and Jessica Red both had their hands on the ball, and they call a jump ball, which will favor Marion County. Plunkett will bring the ball up for Marion County. Plunkett sends it right side. Spratt. Spratt back to Red. She's going to shoot another three-point shot. She hits it. You wouldn't think that such a tall gal would be such a good free throw shooter. She's taken two, and she's hit one of them, so she's 50% from the free throw line, or from the three-point line. Thomas has it up top. Thomas bounce passes to Smith. It's well out of the reach of Smith, right in the hands of Spratt. Spratt takes it all the way. 25-6 now, Marion County with the advantage. 4:56 left in the half. Elsie will bring the ball back up. Elsie, right side, Thomas up top. Thomas sends it over to Smith. Or tries to send it over to Smith, but ends up in the hands of Plunkett. But they're going to call a double dribble that caused it all, but it was on Brashear. So the ball will go to Marion County. Plunkett will bring it up. Plunkett, left side, Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it over left side to Red. Red squares up. Shot is good. About a 15-foot jump shot. Boy, Red is showing us she can shoot from everywhere. Used to be all inside from what I saw of her. Elsie takes it in the lane. Shot is up. No good. Tigers can't miss those. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Elsie. Plunkett will bring the ball up. Plunkett, left side, ball is poked out of bounds by Thomas. Sharp sets the inbound it to Plunkett. Plunkett's shot, in and out, Red with the rebound, the putback. Salter will bring the ball up for the Tigers. Salter drives it in the lane. Shot up off the glass. No good. Slay with the rebound. Shot no good. Send it way up ahead to Marion County. Shot is good by Johnson. Tigers made to pay for their missed shots down there at the other end. Salter has it for the Tigers. Salter picks up the dribble. Sends it over to Thomas, right side. Thomas will drive it into the lane. Picks up the dribble. And they're going to call a jump ball. Picked up the dribble before she had any place to go with it. ...31-6 Marion County with the advantage. Johnson comes out. Kim Shuck comes back in. Salter inbounds it to Elsie. Elsie to Salter. Salter's shot is blocked by Red. She gathers it back up. Sends it up ahead to Plunkett, but Plunkett steps out of bounds. Salter inbounds it to Thomas. Thomas comes up across the timeline. To Elsie, right side. Elsie bounce past Smith, right corner. Smith picks it up, tries to dump it into Elsie. Falls down off of her foot. Ends up in the hands of Marion County. They send it all the way up ahead to Spratt. Spratt to Red. Red gets it to go in off the glass. Thomas will bring it back for the Tigers. Thomas to Elsie. Elsie squares up just inside the arc, but the ball just comes up short in the hands of Rochelle Sharp. Sharp to Plunkett. Plunkett to Red. Red guarded by Thomas, but that's not going to work. Red gets it to fall, 35-6 Marion County. Salter will bring the ball back up to Elsie, left side. Elsie holds, sends it to Thomas. Thomas, nice move. Was taking it to the basket. Lost the handle on it. Spread picked it up. Get it out to Plunkett on the right side. Thomas with the steal. Let's see if she can get it to go. No, it won't fall. Marion County there with the rebound. They send it up ahead to Johnson. Johnson to Shuck. Shuck gets it to fall. Two nice looking plays by Thomas, but neither one of them resulted in anything. Salter has it right side, picks up the dribble, sends it to Elsie between the circles. Elsie holds. Left side, Thomas. Thomas is going to drive the baseline, off balance shot, no good, ends up in the hands of Red. Thomas looks like she's getting a little bit gassed. Shot by Marion County, no good. They get it back to Red, no good. Shot. This time Elsie with the rebound. Elsie will take it back the other way. 48 seconds left in the half. Elsie. Not sure who she was throwing to, but it ends up in the hands of Marion County. Ball's going to be on the floor. There's going to be a jump ball. 35 seconds left in the half. Creason checks in for Slavin. Chuck will inbound it for Marion County. All the way out to Red. Red, you leave her open. She's going to shoot, and she hits it for three. 40-6 now, Marion County. Salter will bring it up. 22 seconds to Thomas, right side, in the lane, to Creason. Shot is blocked by Red. Creason got a little opportunity to see what it's like to try to shoot over Jessica Red. It didn't work for her very well either. Marion County's player stepped out of bounds, though, so it will be Brashear's ball. Salter will inbound it to Thomas. Thomas, off-balance shot, no good. Red with the rebound for Marion County. 10 seconds left. Up ahead to Spratt. Spratt left side to Johnson. Johnson nearly lost the ball, but gets a hold on it to Red. Red turnaround jump shot is no good, and time expires. So, we are at halftime. Marion County leads it 40-6. So the clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few. If you're just joining us, in earlier action, Knox County came out on top of Macon County, and so they'll play for the consolation game. We'll send Macon County to the seventh-place game. In girls' action, Macon County on top of Kirksville's junior varsity will put Macon County in the consolation game and Kirksville's JV to the seventh-place game. So we'll be back in a few. I'll be right back. Got 1.5 minutes left on the clock, so we're about ready to get started in the second half of tonight's action between the Marion County Mustangs and the Brashear Tigers. Marion County, the number one seed. Brashear, the number four seed. Marion County leads this one big, 40-6. Brashear doing a pretty good job getting it across the timeline, which is a problem they had last year. But they're just not able to get the ball in the basket. It's going to be Tigers ball here at the beginning of the second half. McKim ready on the far side. Marion County's players now coming out. McKim will inbound it to Salter. Salter guarded by Sharp. Salter bounce passes it over to Thomas. Thomas is going one direction. The ball was going another direction. So it will be Marion County's ball. Inbound to Plunkett. Plunkett brings it up across the timeline. Gets it into a streaking Johnson. Has nobody in front of her, headed towards the basket, and she's able to put it in. Thomas to Elsie. Elsie dribbles between the circles. Bounce past Thomas, right side. Thomas picks up the dribble. Tries to get it to Salter. Call a foul on Rochelle Sharp. Salter set to inbound it. Gets it into Slavin. Slavin's shot is partially blocked by Red. Marion County with the rebound. Plunkett has it up top. Plunkett, left side, Johnson. Johnson, cross court over to Spratt. Spratt gets it into Red. Red goes towards the basket, and she falls down. They're going to call a foul on Sydney Slavin. That is her second. Marion County will have the ball out of bounds. Inbound comes to Sharp. Sharp up top to Plunkett. Plunkett back to Sharp. Shot is good. 44-6 now, Marion County. Thomas will bring the ball up for Bashir. Thomas is going to drive it in the lane, bounces it over to McKim, right side, shot is good. Plunkett will bring the ball up for Marion County. Plunkett, guarded by Salter. Puts the ball on the floor, but she's able to pick it up. Gets it into Red. Red sends it along the left side of the lane. Have a little trouble with it, but they get it up. Shot is no good. Spratt with the rebound. She draws the foul on Slavin. That will be the third on Slavin. 6:09 left in the third. Spratt to the line. First shot is no good. Spratt's second is up. This one's good. Salter inbounds it to Thomas. 6:08 left on third. Thomas brings the ball up. Thomas guarded by Spratt. Thomas picks up the dribble, sends it to Elsie between the circles. Elsie dribbles left side to McKim. McKim tries to dump it up to Slavin, but over the Red, which does not work. Ball is poked out of bounds, but last touched by Marion County. McKim will inbound it. McKim to Salter. Salter will bring the ball up. Draws a foul by Sharp. That's her third. McKim set to inbound it. Ball comes in to Salter to McKim. McKim up ahead to Elsie. Elsie's shot is no good. Red with the rebound. We're headed the other direction. She sends it up ahead to Johnson. Johnson gets the layup. Salter will bring the ball back for Bashir. Salter over on the right side. Sends it in to McKim, but it's intercepted by Plunkett, and we're headed the other direction. The ball is passed up ahead, but way too much altitude goes out of bounds. It'll be Bashir ball. Crease comes in for Slavin. The inbound comes to Salter. Salter will bring the ball up. Alder bounce pass to Elsie. Squares up for three. Good. Tigers finally in double digits now. 47-11. It's going to be a fast fourth quarter. Ball to Sharp, left side. Sharp, cross-court pass to Plunkett. Plunkett dumps it into Red over Elsie. That's never going to work. Shot's no good. Rebound, Marion County. Sharp gets it to fall. Elsie will bring it up for the Tigers. Elsie dribbles along the left side of the lane, sends it to the corner to Smith. Smith back out to Thomas. Thomas, left side, puts it on the floor. Dribbles up to Creason, sends it back out to Salter. Salter takes it in the lane, bounces it over to Smith. Ball is blocked by Marion County's Sharp. It will be Brashear's ball. Got some substitutions now for Marion County. Got Olivia Thompson also in for the Tigers. Ball inbounds, stolen away by Spratt. She takes it the distance. Thomas will bring it back for the Tigers. To Elsie, right side. Elsie holds. Bounce passes Thompson. Ball is off its mark, goes out of bounds, but was last touched by Marion County. Smith set the inbound. It sends it out to Elsie, but it's stolen away. Ends up in the hands of Plunkett. She takes it for the layup. Tigers having a little trouble with their passes in the half-court game. Elsie will bring the ball up. Elsie sends it to the left corner to Smith, to Thomas, back to Thompson. Shot is short. Rebound in the hands of Marion County. We're off to the races with Plunkett. Two on one. Get it over to Shuck, and she's able to get it to convert. 55-11 now. 3 minutes left in the third. Smith to Elsie. Elsie bounce passes to Thomas. Thomas tries to shoot. Ball is poked out of bounds by Shuck. Salter set to inbound it. Salter to Thompson. Thompson back to Salter in the corner. Salter drives it in. Shot is no good, but she's fouled by Red. No, it was on Spratt. Salter to the line, though, to shoot two. First shot is short. Second shot is on its way, and it uses all the rim, but it falls. Hales now in the game, able to get it to Johnson. Johnson takes it to the rack. Shot falls, and she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Olivia Thompson. Johnson will shoot two. First shot, no good. Rebound, though, Marion County. Johnson draws the foul, I think, by Salter. Yep. It's on the floor, three team fouls, so Marion County will have the possession. They get it in to Spratt. Shot no good. Rebound, Marion County's Johnson. She's fouled. Gets a shot to fall while she's going, so she'll get the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Johnson's shot is up, and no good. Crease in there for the rebound to Salter, and we're headed the other direction. Salter comes up on the cross-timeline spin moves between the circles. to Thompson. Thompson to Elsie, right side. Elsie dribbles the free throw line, bound pass to Salter, left wing. Salter takes the free throw line, and they're going to call travel. Destiny Johnson got her hands on it. Ends up on the floor. Hales will bring it up for Marion County. Hales sends it right wing to Spratt. Spratt guarded by Thompson. Ball is poked out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. Marion County set to inbound it. Send it up top to Hales. Hales sends it left side to Johnson. Johnson sends it left side to the other Johnson, Destiny. We've got Destiny and Devin both in the game right now for Marion County. Sharp set to inbound it. Sends it to Hales. Hales, left side, Sharp. Sharp back up to Hales up top. Hales dribbles right side. Sends it to Sharp up top. Ball is stolen away by Elsie. But it's reclaimed by Marion County by Destiny Johnson, and she walked with it. 1:25 left in the third. Salter will bring the ball back up for the Tigers. Salter sends it to Elsie, right wing. Elsie picks up the dribble, no place to go with it. Gets it back out to Salter. Awkward looking play to Thompson, left corner. Thompson back to Salter up top. Salter drives it in, has the ball stolen away by Sharp. And Sharp walks with it. 54 seconds left in the third. Marion County leads it 59-12. Elsie with the ball for the Tigers. Elsie has it over on the right side. Dribbles with the left hand. Bounce pass to Salter, left side. Salter brings it up between the circles, heads along the right side. Sends it into Creason. Creason shot off the glass is good. Left Miranda Creason open, and Marion Tigers made him pay for it. Hales brings the ball up for Marion County. Sends it left side to Johnson. Johnson back to Hale up top. Hale back to Johnson left side. Hales, Johnson back to Hales. Hales sends it over to Sharp, right side, guarded by Thompson. To Destiny Johnson, and she was walking with it before she was dribbling. So it will come back to Brashear. Megan Smith checking in the game for Marion County. Elsie has it. Takes it to the elbow. Ball ends up in the hands of Marion County. They send it up ahead. Time expires. And all be darned. She shot it from near the half-court line as time was expiring, and the crazy ball fell. So, at the end of the third period, Marion County leads it 62-14. Well, this is going to be a running clock situation, so this fourth quarter will go quick. With Marion County leading it 62-14. Tigers have Smith, Salter, Thomas, Thompson, and Creason on the floor. It will be Marion County's ball. Ball comes into Hales. Hales, guarded by Salter, has the ball stolen away by Thompson. Thompson has the ball poked away by Hales. It'll stay with the Tigers. Salter set to inbound it. into Creason. Creason to Salter. Salter back to Thomas. Thomas dribbles along. It's going to be fouled by Destiny Johnson. That's her first foul, fourth on Marion County. Inbound pass. Out to Thomas. Thomas to Smith. Smith sends it to Thompson, left side, back out to Smith. To Thomas. Thomas back out to Salter at the free throw line. Shot is no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the Tigers. Devin Johnson sends it into Hales. Back out up top to Hales. Hales sends it left side, or right side to Devin Johnson. Devin and Destiny, both ninth graders, and they're pretty good ball players already. They get the ball in to Johnson, Devin that is, and she's able to get it to fall off the glass. Thomas has it for the Tigers at the elbow, sends it to Smith. Smith will drive it in, loses the handle on it, but she smartly pokes it out to Thomas. Over to Salter. Salter's shot just inside the arc falls. Hales will bring it back for Marion County. Hales sends it to the right side to Johnson. Johnson sends it back out to Hales. Hales to Johnson again. Johnson gets it in to Shuck. Shuck can't hold on to it. Nearly goes out of bounds. She regathers it, but they're calling a double dribble. So it will be Tigers ball. Thomas will bring it up for the Tigers. Tigers has been in the circles to Thompson, right side. Looks to get it in. Into Creason. Creason's shot's no good. Rebound Marion County. Hales. Hales to Johnson. Johnson loses the handle on the ball. Last touched by Thomas. Goes out of bounds. It'll remain with Marion County. Timeout on the floor. 4:50 left in the ball game. Marion County leads it 64-16. All right, here we go. Marion County inbounds the ball. It's up in the hands of Hales. Hales walks with it. Hales obviously being groomed as the point guard, but she's not quite as smooth as the starter for Marion County. Salter has the ball, sends it to Thomas, left wing. Thomas to Thompson up top. Salter has it, sends it to Thompson, the left corner that is. Thomas to Salter. Salter drives the baseline, shot is no good, but she's fouled. She will shoot two. Clock continues to run, though. Foul is going to be on Kim Shuck. First shot is good. Carly Spratt, a 5'8 ninth grader. Boy, they've got some good ninth graders on this team. It's coming up. Seeing her first action. Hales will bring the ball up. Hales over to Destiny Johnson, left side. Bothered by Thomas. To get the ball up ahead. On the floor, and she walks with it. Megan Smith was the one that committed that offense. Thomas with the ball for the Tigers. Thomas to Thompson. Thomas back to Thomas, around the horn to Salter. Salter puts it on the floor, splits the defender's shot, is up and good. Tigers now at 20, 64-20. Hales brings the ball back from Marion County. Picks up the dribble, sends it up ahead to be a foul called on Thomas. That's her third. The inbounds to Hales over the right side to Spratt. Spratt wants to drive the baseline, thinks better of it, gets all knotted up, and there's going to be a jump ball. Seems like Marion County just keeps producing Spratts over there, and they're all good players. Smith with the ball for the Tigers. They get it out to Salder. Salder to Thomas. Thomas has the ball poked away from her. They're going to call a foul. It's on Destiny Johnson. That is her second. 16 fouls now in Marion County. Inbound comes to Thompson. Thompson to Salder up top. Salder to Thomas. Thomas shoots from the block, and it's good. She'll get the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. The foul is going to be on Destiny Johnson. That should be her third. Thomas at the line. The shot's up. Good. Tigers trail 64-23 now. Hales will bring the ball back up. 1 minute, 14 seconds left in the ballgame. Get it up ahead to Shuck. Shuck, ball does not fall. Smith recovers for the Tigers. Hands it off to Salder. Salder brings it up the other way. Salder dribbles it in traffic. Sends it to Thompson. To Thomas, right side. Thomas drives it in the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound, Marion County. There are four Marion County people there to rebound that ball. 47 seconds left in the ball game. Hale brings it up. Hale at the elbow sends it to left side. Back out to Hales. Free throw line over the right side to Shuck. Shot no good. Rebound. Salder for the Tigers. 33 seconds left. Salder comes across the timeline. Bounce pass to Smith. Left side. Shot is in and out. Rebound though. Tigers. Salder. There's a foul and she will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to be on Megan Smith. 16 seconds left. So it's about over. She hits the first one, 10 seconds left. And she hits the second one, 5 seconds left. Tigers up to 25 points now. Time expires. Tigers come up a little bit short, losing this one 64-25. That will set up Marion County in the championship game. And they will play the winner of tomorrow night's Knox County North Shelby game. Brashear, on the other hand, will play for third place against the loser of the Knox County North Shelby game. Up next, we've got boys action, Marion County versus Brashear. And we'll see how that game turns out. It will start here in about 10 minutes. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.